The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Tinfoil hat.
Oh, what the fuck are you guys even talking about?
Global controls will have to be imposed, and a world governing body will be created to enforce them.
Welcome to Tinfoil Hat. We go deep, homeboy. Eric, open your mic. Drink from the fountain of knowledge. There's lizard people everywhere. That's some interdimensional shit. Wake up, Aaron.
This is only the beginning.
Dude, you just blew my mind.
Good morning, Swarm, and welcome to a very special Swapcast live podcast taping with my good friend Tommy G from No Mercy Podcast and Mike Romanelli from Free Thinker Society Podcast. The three of us did a live show at my comedy club called The Dojo of Comedy in Morris Plains, New Jersey. It was a live show put together.
Stop bragging.
Stop. It was, dude. We packed it out. It was really great. Again, go find Tommy G. Where who knows what his Twitter is now. Yeah. Just check the links below. You'll get all the Tommy G stuff. You'll get all of Mike Romanelli stuff. Support everybody because they're really going after Tommy, so we should really help him. Just so you know, the opening, I talk a lot at first and then we ease into it because, you know, I've done all those live shows all the time. So please enjoy this conspiracies Swapcast with Tommy G from No Mercy and Mike Romanelli from the Free Thinker Society. Enjoy the show.
We go deep, homeboy. Eric, open your mic.
You guys are here for Mike Romanelli, Tommy G, and Sam Tripoli!
What's up, everybody? How are you? Welcome to the stage, Mike Romanelli and Tommy G!
What's up?
Yeah, I don't even know what the name of this show is today. I think we're just called Conspiracies. Welcome to these guys' first ever live podcast. We're breaking cherries up here. We got fucking Tommy G's double fisting. He's doing great. Real quick, as you know, Tommy G has a podcast called No Mercy. Yeah. And Mike Romanelli,
is this on?
Has a podcast called The Free Thinker Society, and I'm from Tinfoil Hat. Thank you. We almost lost Tommy. He's got a bad back. He was
my hip is fucked, and you're putting me on this fucking stool.
He fell. He fell in the shower, which is every scene from one of those "I've fallen, I can't get up" commercials. So Tommy G is officially a senior citizen at this point. Give it up for him. What's up, guys? Good to see you guys. We're going to be floating with them tomorrow. If you guys want a float tank, we're going to be doing some float tanks in the city. So come hang out with us. Snap. They don't allow crack smoking at their float tank.
Tommy will use.
Unless you're paying really well, then. Then we'll let anything happen. Just so you know, Tommy G has these wonderful shirts.
You're just going to pick on me for a fucking
hour for the whole. Well, no, I just wanted to tell him about all the shit you're going through because it's some bullshit. You're just a young Christian warrior just trying to make your way through the world today. Maybe you went after Christy Teigen a little hard, but that's okay.
Someone had to do it.
Well, that dude deserved it for sure.
No, nobody does. Come on, we all know Chrissy Teigen was a dude, right? We all know that. Straw jawline, strong. But now tell us about what's going on with your t-shirt situation.
Yeah, so we launched a t-shirt line, nomercyorder.com. And 5 days in, we got a call from our t-shirt provider that News 12 New Jersey called him and said they are representing a hate organization trying to shut down our t-shirt. So that took 4 days. That's good. So good.
That is unbelievable that anybody could be pro Joe Biden at this point. Your not hating of Joe Biden is hate, in my whole opinion, at this point. And it's just, it's kind of crazy. I mean, they just want, now you lost your Twitter again.
Twitter again, yes. It's Tommy G Returns 47. Is the new one. Yeah, it's going good. It's going great. Love this. This is awesome.
How many accounts have been nuked?
Accounts have you lost?
On Twitter, 24.
24.
It's three on Instagram, though. Only three. I gotta get that up.
I mean, like...
I'm waiting for the dumbest shit, Tommy G.
The dumbest... That should be the name of your Twitter account. The
no
dumbest
mercy
shit,
plus fan.
Tommy
nice.
G. Oh, that sucks, bro. That's crazy.
And so, now my brother's afraid. You're going to notice. Any of you guys listen to the Plus, the No Mercy Plus? Wow. Don't we only have like four listeners? We're going to have to change the name now because now my brother's afraid because he's got children and a business to have the No Mercy name. So that'll be changing next week.
So you're not. So there's going to be No Mercy. There's no more
Can't
No
have
Mercy.
No Mercy. Got totally disassociate.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So fun, that's just going life. Away? That's just going
he
away?
He's
going
to fucking quit. That's the only way I can keep him on.
Oh, shit. Yeah, dude. You can't.
Left once.
Here, let's face it. When you're in the conspiracy world, you can't have backup plans, right?
What's up?
What's
the podcast is still going to go. We're just going to change the name because he can't have No Mercy associated with the cancer like myself.
So what are you going to call it? Like Sweep the Leg or something? What are you going to call it?
We're thinking about tinfoil hats.
Yeah.
Two. Multiple.
More tinfoil hats.
Tinfoil hat plus.
And I'd be like, dude, go for it. Rock that shit. Make that happen, dude. Yeah. So guys, how many people have been to the Dojo of Comedy before? Anybody? What do you guys think of our all-black room here now? We got a nice black room. This is for comedy. Black room, credit shit, but that's fine, you know? Nope, nobody got that joke. Okay. So we want to get into some podcasting. We want to do a little podcast here, have some conversation. Romanelli, how are you doing? Romanelli's freaking out right now.
Romanelli, you shitting your pants yet or no?
Yeah, I'm not supposed to be on the stage. Yeah.
So Romanelli's scared to death to come up here. I've Romanelli, never done this before. And we go to Sam. We go, what's the show plan? He goes, oh, we're just going to talk shit.
We're just going to talk shit, bro.
So Romanelli's literally in fear right now.
That's why I gave everyone a free ticket. So if I fuck up, you guys come back on me.
Yeah.
Romanelli, do you want to do... You can't see. That's the attitude you got to have. You can't fuck up.
Thank you.
Wait to hear this joke. We'll see if that's still true. Let's do your joke real quick. Are you ready?
All right. Oh, he's doing it.
Romanelli,
you're actually going to do this?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I was kidding when I said
Romanelli,
to do it.
You've lost some weight. What are you doing?
Intermittent fasting.
Oh, internet fasting. That's crazy.
Yeah. On my old timeline, that was called anorexia.
You got to laugh.
That's a good joke.
It's good.
There we go.
He spent a week and a half prepping that.
Yeah. He went to a stand-up comedy workshop to work that. So let's get into some stuff that's going on. We could get into CERN. What do you guys want to talk about? What do you guys, anything. Or if you guys have questions, we can answer your questions. Yeah.
Was it a dick pic? That's how you get his attention. Send a dick pic. That's how I met him, actually.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Okay, so the question is, how do
Coming
I deal with Brian Callen?
Wow.
Yeah, but here's the whole thing. Like, the show isn't going to be fun if we agree on stuff, right? Like, that's every show. If you can find any conspiracy show where it's just two guys agreeing on conspiracies. The fun is two people from... Because even before Conspiracy Social Club, I wanted to do a debate show where people debate like gentlemen and have fun conversations and not hate each other after.
Yeah.
Conspiracies, and now it's on video, and Hunter has all the cameras up top, and he
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's just, I can't condone retardation. I can't do that. And I hate saying that, you know, but. Isn't that the
That's
fun
how I
part?
Feel when Sam talks on the
Brian. Yeah, yeah. He's going through that right now. I love Brian. Brian is got the biggest heart. And, you know, the truth is that Brian's been through a major fucking event in his life. He's got PTSD about it. And it's like, I just love him. That show was just about supporting Brian during his time. And now it's become this really fun thing. And I just like yelling at people, too. It's kind of fun. Yeah. Ring the bell. So Brian's great. It's he's completely wrong, but he keeps coming back, right? It's like every time when you watch pro wrestling, they would have like the Ultimate Warrior versus Bob, right? Kalen is Bob every time. He's there to get an ass kicking, but I love him, and you know things seem to be going back for him. So that was the whole purpose of the show. You know, he's like,
and that's what happens when you don't make a show plan, Sam. You spend 5 minutes talking about Brian Callen.
Yeah. There we go. So let's get into CERN. What are your guys' thoughts on CERN? Because you guys all saw the new Britney Spears Mandela effect, right?
I don't think that's new.
Let's ask everyone about the skirt.
Have you guys seen the Mandela effect with the skirt? How many people think Britney Spears, hit me one more time. How many people think the skirt was plaid? Anybody? Raise your hand if you think it was plaid. How many people think it was black? See, that's so weird. More people think it's plaid than black.
No, it was not even. That was. Oh, raise it again. How many said plaid? Raise your hand.
How many people said plaid?
One, like, three, five, 79, I'd 10, say 11, 12, 30, 40,
75% of the people.
How many said black?
Like
three and Tino.
He raised his hand both times.
Yeah. I think it's a Bearstein.
So what's the biggest? Mine's the Monopoly guy with the monocle. That's my number one.
Wait, they're saying he doesn't have one now?
No, he definitely had one.
They're saying he doesn't?
No.
Oh, my God.
Hold, they say the Monopoly guy doesn't have a monocle
Are
now?
Are you fucking new here? Anyone else want to come on stage? Do you guys know this, right? So the only people that don't know are these two assholes. I'm with doing a show. And you paid to see them. Good. Yes, they say the Monopoly guy doesn't have a fucking monocle.
Holy shit.
How many of you think the Monopoly guy had a monocle? How many of you think he didn't?
How many people don't?
See, that's the zero. That's
you don't
the,
think that he had one. A monocle back in the day? Interesting.
Yeah, a top hat and a monocle.
It could just be legal weed. We're just all just don't.
All right, what about Fruit of the Loom? You guys remember the cornucopia behind Fruit of the Loom, the brown thing? It never was there. It never was there.
It was never there?
Never there. Oh, I know it was there, but according to the internet, it was never there.
Oh, my God. That's dude, that's CERN, dude. They're letting in. So the biggest, weirdest fact that I've heard lately is about how, like, when they dropped a nuclear bomb, right after that, Roswell happened. And then right after that was, you know, the Nazis came over, created the CIA. And then here we are, dude. Like, that is mind-blowing to me, that kind. Like, I don't believe in nuclear weapons. I don't believe in them. I think there are weapons that are really big, but what they tell us they are aren't. You know, they're like if we drop this on you, you're going to be radioactive for a billion years. And then Japanese are like, fuck you, we're moving back in, right?
Yeah.
And then they moved right back in. Next thing you know, they're fucking trimming bonsai trees and shit, right? They don't give a shit. Like, I mean, literally, I've been in Hiroshima. There's no radiation anywhere. It's supposed to be very fucking nuclear. Oh, it's supposed to be a wasteland, dude. Everyone's over there taking pictures next to it. Like, this house survived. Like, it's such a weird fucking Instagram moment. Like, look at that. This house survived. It's like so weird. Instagram that. But I don't think they're real. But I think they're used to scare us so that people think they're real. And then they're like, oh, dude, if you don't listen, we're going to drop a bomb on you. Because all of a sudden, Korea has a fucking nuclear bomb. Like, they can't even grow fucking a weed. They can't even grow crops, and suddenly they can make a nuclear bomb. Like, does anyone believe that?
Hey, everybody. We've got some big news for you. Our favorite blue light glasses company, Blue Blocks, has rebranded. Blue Blocks is now called Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adopt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list goes on, from blue light glasses to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting. Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern way of life effortlessly and with maximum impact. In addition to their blue light glasses, on the show, we use their computer glasses. I know Sam does too, to reduce headaches, sore eyes, digital eye strain, and fatigue, because we work under these artificial lights in the studio all day. I also do a lot of late night video editing, and for that, I use their blue light blocking glasses, which help with poor sleep and fatigue, low energy. They can also help with jet lag even. And you know, I've tried other blue light blocking glasses, but these really do seem to be the highest quality blue light and most effective blue light blocking glasses that I've used. Their stylish frames have been featured in GQ and Vogue, and their optics are made in laboratories in Australia. They're very high quality, and yeah, they cost a little bit more, but why would you buy a cheap pair when you know they're just not going to work? I have to reiterate, since wearing the blue light blocking glasses, my sleep has improved. I know Sam has always suffered under the lights in the studio, and he has less eye strain and headaches now after wearing the Boncharge computer glasses. And just so we're clear, these glasses come in non-prescription, prescription, and reading options. They have glasses for every need. Again, computer glasses that help with eye strain, light sensitivity glasses to help with low mood and migraines, and blue light blocking glasses for improving your sleep. Boncharge also has other amazing products such as low blue light bulbs, EMF/5G protection, and 100% blackout sleep masks, all backed by science. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time, and they have easy returns and exchanges. Go to boncharge.com/tinfoil and use the coupon code tinfoil, one word, to save 20%. That's boncharge.com/tinfoil and use the coupon code tinfoil to save 20%.
What do you believe about it, CERN and anything?
I don't know, but I know that they said when the nuclear bombs hit, it would cause an ice age.
Yes.
So now we could say all the anti-climate change shit we do.
We should just drop a bomb
for the future ice age. Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
What about you, Roman?
I think most of this shit is just to scare us, and half of the shit is bullshit. It's just like, you know, it's this big scary thing, and it's like the Wizard of Oz. Just some fucking little rich guy behind a screen trying to scare us. And I think we got a lot more power than than they try to tell us.
See, you say two fucking sentences, you get a standing ovation. Speak more.
Where did all the murder hornets go? Where did all that shit go? What's that? Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah,
it could be drones. I like that.
Well, here's the thing. Obviously, everybody on here is either a former drug addict or a current drug addict, and. Which, no judgment.
And to me, honestly, the fact that you guys did so many drugs and got skinny when you were done with the drugs is very impressive. It's very motivating.
Yeah, I was the only one that did coke and got fatter, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Me and Marilyn Manson, that's it.
That come down, you just eat everything.
Yeah. So, what was the point of that? I just already lost it. What was going to talk?
You said drugs. We all got lost. Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone's like, "Oh, you got any, bro?" I don't even know how you guys do coke anymore. How do you do coke? How do you make sure
you'll find out in about an hour and a half? Okay. When this ends. Don't walk in Romanelli's office at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts, dude. The only thing getting in now with these supply chains is like fucking fentanyl, right? That's the only thing. Yep. The supply chains seem to be working with fentanyl perfectly.
Well, Romanelli, didn't you have Baphomet on your shoulder? We talked about that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you did psychedelics.
Yeah, that was through an ayahuasca experiment.
Okay.
So would you, on a serious note, would you recommend, because I want to do the ayahuasca thing, I'm just scared to death. Would you actually recommend it?
The only way someone should do ayahuasca is with a real shaman, should most likely go out of this, you know, into South America, Central America.
Do I just go on like Craigslist?
How do I find a shaman?
No.
That'd be great.
You can go to Florida, but
anyone
you
a shaman
be
in here?
Hey, how many roses is a shaman on Craigslist?
On Chatterbait? Because if they are, I'll find them.
Very important, though, you do have to prepare. I'll tell you that right now. You have to prepare. You have to follow the diet. You have to follow the rules. I got cocky, and that's when Baphomet, that's when things started getting, I started getting real cocky, like I was going to a rave.
Well, you go deep, homie.
Yeah, I go deep.
Yeah, in the words of Sam Tripoli.
Yeah, I was just like, I wasn't preparing. In the beginning, I would prepare. I would do diet, and I would really focus and fast.
But like the good times, on like when you did it light. Like
when it was amazing.
Yeah.
The times that
like,
I started getting
cocky.
Do you
see like another realm? Like we're talking about timelines and the afterlife and all that. Like,
yeah. It got to the point when
Rogan talks about it with DMT and ayahuasca. You've talked about it.
100%. It gets to the point where like whenever I would drink.
Do you think the Tin Men are the Jews?
What?
I don't know. You see Tin Men. Jews! Kazarians. There we go. Goes even deeper. Go on. Everyone got quiet on that.
I was just saying that.
We're joking, everybody. This is a comedy show.
It got to the point where every time it would really hit me, I would hear this like this om or this gong, and then I would just be in a very familiar like home place, and I know when I'm there because the browns and the greens and the natural colors become psychedelic. Like, you know, if you take LSD or something, the neons get bright. When you take ayahuasca and those plant medicines, it's like the earth, it literally becomes alive, and I hear this om type thing, and I'm at this like altar place. It's the same place every single time.
So if I had to ask you, what do you think the afterlife is?
Oh, this is a great question.
Well, I think it's just you keep going.
You come back?
100%.
Yeah. I mean, it might not be here, but you definitely come back and keep working out your shit.
I think so too. I think that what's that? I ignore that.
What, you don't listen to Tim Paul Hat, you fuck?
Once I got his connections, I cut him off. Used him to get popular and kicked him to the
curb. Let me get this right. You hate that Brian doesn't believe in conspiracies, but you don't listen to my conspiracy podcast?
No.
I'm only kidding, dude.
No, I don't listen to your podcast.
I wouldn't either. So my whole theory is that you just come back over and over and over again until you perfect it.
Yeah.
And that you're on
it's a game.
It's literally a video game.
It explains deja vu.
Explains everything.
Right? It
explains
how
you like, hey, I feel like I've known you
for
fucking ever.
You meet someone, you hate them or you love them.
Yeah.
You've already asked a bunch, by the way. Yeah, you've asked. I mean,
now you're going to ask if you're going to ask a question.
Conspiracy podcast with
get him a mic.
Random Latino guy.
Romanelli, get out of here. Get up here.
Yeah, I was about to say.
We're all different.
Yeah, everyone's at a different level.
I think that, we're all
up,
on different
We're up
levels.
Here, so we're obviously
like, you're on
it.
One level. These motherfuckers are on another level. What these are I the do? Two most zen dudes I fucking know. This is their final go-around. They're so zen, they're hanging out with white chicks. That's how zen they are. They're elevated, bro. They're hanging out with top shelf. You know what I'm saying? Anybody else go? All the girls over here, like whatever, you know. Anybody else got any questions?
I want to add real quick. I think you go through this experience with the people around you and the people you interact with every single time.
You think it's the same people?
Yeah, they might be different.
100%.
I think you actually like can choose, and I'm not fucking around here.
Did you say the Jews?
Not the Jews. You fucking anti-Semite.
That's
no,
why he's got hate
not
speech.
At all.
I said I think you can choose. Oh. Fucking weirdo. I think you can actually kind of pick what life you want to go into. So if you want more of a challenge, you can go into like a homeless person.
I don't know if
that
you
game.
Choose. I think
or you get
they
something
give
happens.
You.
Yeah.
What do you guys think? Sir, I think that you are told this is where you need to go
maybe
to
it's
learn
based
this
on
lesson,
what you did.
And you're given this avatar to go play this game, and this is the game in which you play. You are here to learn a lesson in a certain thing. These right here, this is all a fucking sumo mitsu. Like, you know, when you go to those parties and you're like, let's play this game where we hit each other, right? Yeah. And you can't jump, you can't run, you're limited for a reason, right? Yeah. You go to different parties, okay?
When you fall asleep.
Ooh.
Ah, dude, that's a great question. I think you teleport, bro. I think you go to different dimensions.
I think that's real.
What do you mean?
I think when you're sleeping, that's more real than your reality.
Yeah. Right now?
Yeah. Well, I'm not sleeping right now, but yeah.
Like but when you're saying awake, more real than this reality here.
I think your dream life is more real than your REM life.
That's some interesting shit. But I think you're assigned to a certain thing. You have a storyline, and when you complete your mission, that's when they go, wrap it up.
I'm going to say some weird shit.
So who do you think, if you looked at like the type of person who's ascended to level 10 or whatever, like most people think it's the richest people. I don't think it's them.
No.
I think it's like the earth girls that are like floating around hugging trees and shit.
So what's...
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't. I think he's on level 1.
Yeah, it might not even be.
I think
he's coming back as Romanelli's asshole.
I think he would love Romanelli's asshole. He would love it. That's prime real estate, bro. That's prime. Well, you know my theory about why the interdimensional people love b-holes, right? Think about asshole, it's your soul. There you, that's
right
how
there. Mic drop. Sky. Drop that Sky. Mic.
Think about it, bro. What? Yeah, there we go. Oh, yeah, that is that's what Larry Gator does. And there's a couple other guys that do that. They get really... Dude, Johnny hates when they do that fucking... That this word equals this word equals this word, you know? But
I think the TV...
there is something.
Television, programming.
Yeah,
I think 100%. All the stuff with the TV is clearly symbolic. Every part of it.
So I think we live in a haunted house, and there are... This is a fucking haunted house, bro.
It is.
And there's theater actors in this haunted house. There's a reason why all the presidents are related, and don't give me the, everybody's 10 degrees. No, dude, it's not true at all, man. It's not true at all. These are all over the world. All these elites are related within 10 degrees, okay? That's like four grandmas. That's grandma's grandma's
four
grandma's
people.
Grandma, dog. That's not that crazy. And they're all related, and they're here to be... You're like, hey, man, if you want, you can manifest anything in your life. You could do whatever you want. People are like, I want to be president. That's not how it works, man.
Yeah.
President is a role in the haunted house. That's... You can't just get to that.
No, it's you could legit break the game. Like, you probably did it when you were on a lot of those trips and shit. In 2020, I broke the game. Like, I didn't know who I was. Like, I was able to change shit. I'm not fucking around here.
Whoa.
I was able to change shit on the television with my fucking mind. I swear
what?
To God. Shit was going crazy. Demons were showing up in my place. I would literally...
What time
just,
was the time?
I got so locked in at one point in 2020. Bro, I'm not fucking lying at all.
Well, that's what I call you,
so
Nostradamus.
That I literally would just think of something and then pull up Twitter and it would be right there to write my threads.
Oh, yeah.
The threads wrote themselves.
How many times do I call you guys before you think about me?
And
right? Anybody that's friends with me could say that's true, right? I call you guys before you, right?
Yeah.
We didn't talk in, what, almost 6 months?
Yeah.
And I text you and you're like, I was going to tell you I want you on No Mercy.
Yeah. And you can channel it.
I think we all have it. I'm not special.
And
we
then
all
of a
have
sudden,
that.
Sports started back up.
That. It's not.
And I had
worlds ran by sorcerers, bro. You were doing magic, dude.
Yeah.
And there's no such thing as black. Well, there's black and white magic, but the magic isn't black and white. The intentions are black and white.
Yeah,
so it's like, are you trying to use it for light or are you trying to use it for darkness? Magic is just magic, dude.
Yeah.
And how you manipulate Matt. Everything is sorcery, dude. I'm over this shit. I'm done with everything. I just want to become a full-time wizard, dog. That's all I want to do.
Mark,
I want Gandalf the White Wizard this shit. Control thing, put energy, fucking rock. I'm trying to elevate to higher levels, motherfucker. I ain't into all this bullshit that they're fucking lowering our frequency with. Yeah, you know, man, gas prices are high. That fucking sucks. That does suck. But there's so much shit going on that, like, if you turn off your television, turn off your fucking social media,
nothing's
wrong. Does it really affect you?
Yeah.
And I think that's why, and I'm sure a lot of you felt like this in 2020 also. When they off sports, they shut off all the other shit that was going on in the world, and everyone was locked down. You couldn't go out. You didn't have to go to work. That's when everyone got locked in.
Yep.
That's when we turned the internet against them. Like, the internet 100%. Plan got fucked up in 2020 because all of us fucking maniacs had nothing else to focus on but this shit, and we locked in and we're actually breaking the matrix, and that's why it's all got turned back on. So I mean, it's
yep.
I do believe all that. I was telling you guys about, you know, Cyber Polygon. You guys know about that. So there, you know, you got Klaus Schwab is such an interesting dude. Right, he's super.
Nice way to describe him.
Yeah, yeah, he just we're
very. That's how you describe a fat girl, Sam. Not Klaus Schwab. It's very interesting.
Well, I mean, like he dresses like he's straight from the Empire on fucking Star Wars, and then when he's not dressed like he's fucking Darth Vader's side bitch, right? He goes to the fucking beach in a lingerie bikini, bro. It's just. There's actually some kind of like, dude, you go, girl, right? I like
that little hat.
To that, yeah, with the little hat and the nipple stuff and his tiny, like, fucking bride dick cage that he's got on. And he's just living his life, bro. And there's a little part of me going, we should all do that, right? We should all just live our lives.
Klaus Schwab and everyone.
Yeah, we should all bring out the little Klaus Schwab in all of us.
Bring it out.
You know,
can we edit that part out?
No. Put that on a t-shirt, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shirt. So he also just tells everybody what he's doing, which gets into sigil magic, which is what they do. They tell us what they're doing, and then if we don't stop them,
yep.
And we do stop them sometimes.
A lot.
Right? They're like, okay, we're not going to do it. Fuck you.
I sent Tom Hanks to Greece.
Yeah. That's me is the craziest thing. We'll get into Tom Hanks because it's super crazy, that whole thing. But... So he basically, they were like, there's this whole thing where he's giving like a speech, which is like straight out of 1984. And he's like, there's going to be a fucking energy
accent,
crisis that mix.
Your food supply will disappear.
You just tell right there, he like creamed in his pants when he's thinking about it. There's going to be an energy blackout. Oh, so powerful. They'll make COVID look mild by comparison. Oh, right. So somebody was like, of course, they put out the whole data. They write down the game plan. They put it out in a paper. They put it on the internet.
The dates hit.
So this one website's like, according to this document, July 8th is the day that Cyber Polygon's supposed to go down. And lo and behold, what happens in Canada, fucking their internet just taken out. They can't get on. Their phones don't work. They can't pull their money out
of
their banks.
For like a day. It wasn't even like an hour. Yeah, it was like fucking.
Testing ground. That's what they did right there. Yeah.
Well, Canada's the whole beta test. Anything that goes on there is coming here. Chris, can I get another water, babe? Thank you.
Babe.
That was a polite babe.
Babe.
Babe. Bip.
This guy had a question, so.
What's that?
Actually, hold on. You had a question first. Yeah. We skipped over your question.
I like this guy.
Yeah, he had.
You look right. Like Jersey's version of the Lost Boys.
I tried to get to you. Yeah, I tried to get to you. Yeah. Remember that after the show. I tried to get to you.
No, I'm going to let you. Oh, okay. Do you want to go?
No, go,
please. Now, dude, he's a vampire. He's got forever. Go on. Go on. You go first. Ladies first. This is a giant sausage fest without you ladies, so you guys go.
Thank
please.
You.
Thank you. It's just a bunch of dudes fucking sword fighting each other. Oh, okay.
I actually creeped into Sam's DMs.
Let's go. Let's go. Okay.
You do.
Mark, stop the recording.
And did I send you a dick pic? No, I didn't, because I'm a gentleman.
I will, though,
I
if
never
you need
send
them.
Dick pics. Why? I don't send dick pics.
I send a lot of dick pics.
Do women like dick pics?
I have a fantastic dick.
No. Yeah, it's so weird.
No.
You're like, hey, look at this weird alien I want to shove in you. Do you like this alien? I know, it's uncomfortable. His sister's sitting at the table. I'm talking about alien dicks. It's uncomfortable.
It's his sister's friend.
Just know I have daughters. I have two daughters. I reproduce. It works perfectly. Thank you. Once you have kids, you're like, oh, I don't care anymore. Yep. Stick a fork in me.
Shop at Costco.
Yeah, there we go.
I ask you the question.
Yes.
Government versus non-secular.
Yeah.
But when you put Christian in there, they're like, what the fuck?
Why? I don't know why. Well, yeah, that's all done purposely, though, right?
Yeah, it's intentional.
But that's not the question. The question is, how do people maneuver this when it's about religion and government constitution
truly
says secular? And everybody's like sitting there, like, oh, yeah.
I know that
upset. I want to say.
See, you started shitting on Jesus, and I'll let this out. How dare you?
I'm going to say it's done on purpose.
Now do you believe?
It's more division.
Worship no God but him.
It's more division. It's why I got so turned off on the whole conspiracy movement, because it's just done on purpose to now make everyone look like they're. It's a religious thing. It's not.
It's a spiritual thing.
Muhammad is the number one aid in the world.
Yeah.
It's not Tom. Should be Tom.
Yeah.
So the whole religion thing, the religions were built to divide us. Yes. I mean, if you, like, I talked to someone who's been to prison. Community. Anyone else been to jail here? Fucking pussies.
I spent one night.
What a bunch of pussies. Rob a bank, you fucking losers. Seriously, get some balls. The funny thing is, when you go to prison, it's a lot of the most, you wouldn't think it, maybe you would, but a lot of the most brilliant religious minds you will ever meet in your life are in prison because you have nothing else to do, and they study religion, they find God, they find Allah, Muhammad, like whatever it is. And I've been in rooms, and this is kind of where I got totally away from organized religion, with some, as I hung out with kind of everybody. And it was like, I remember there was one time we were in a day room, and there was one of the most brilliant Indian guys who was there, who was a Hindu. There was a Muslim guy who I was friends with, and then there was a Christian. There was no Jews, which should have brought a Jew in, but I didn't bring it in. But the three of them were discussing religion and arguing, and every one of them were brilliant, and all I did was walk out of it and go, they can't all be right, and they can't all be wrong, right? So it's built to divide everyone.
They're all saying the same thing.
Most of the wars have been start over religion. The bottom line is you can't prove any of that fucking shit.
Most of your religions are an offshoot of Hinduism. Yeah. And Hinduism, probably there's something way past that.
Well, I mean, listen, if you want to look at it, it's that they're way ahead. Buddhists, Muslims, they're way ahead of... Like, Christianity's kind of fucking crazy if you really look at it.
There's different kinds of it, right? There's organized, and then, like, my best friend from high school says he studies the Christianity that Jesus did, which was no church. You did it in your house.
It's changed 100 times.
Well, So that's where I get in fights with everybody when I have this discussion. Like, when we had Robbie Bernstein on, and we broke down the Talmud.
Was it Bernstein or Bernstein?
There you go.
It used to be Bernstein.
And we broke down the Talmud, right? Talmud, whatever it is. And we had a real discussion about it because nobody has those discussions. That's the point of Tinfoil Hat, to have the real discussions. You know, bring on somebody from Public Enemy and ask him if the N-word is a psyop and just watch him stare at me going, did that white guy just ask me that? He's like, yeah. That's where we have the questions, man. This is where we have the discussion. And so we get into, like, who created the Talmud? Who the Quran that they follow right now, who wrote that? The Bible that we know, who wrote that? Because we know all these stories that were kept out of the Bible. Who decided what went into this version of the Bible? And you got to ask yourself, why? Why does that happen? And that, to me, is to get everybody to fight with each other.
Yep.
And control.
Because at the highest level, everything is just an offshoot of Hinduism, in my humble opinion.
Yes.
And I think that's why Christianity got brought into the truth movement, to divide people, to turn people off.
Well, the problem is, like, I'm not a Christian. I believe in God.
What about my man Jay-Z, Jesus? What do you think of Jesus?
He's fucking awesome.
Listen, the thing with me about...
It's so funny, dude, real quick. It's so funny... that how nobody wants to say they like Jesus, right? It's like when you're doing coke and you're eating strangers' butts and you're doing all that crazy shit. It's so hard.
I do not eat strangers' butts.
I like Jesus, right? It's just like it's such a hard thing to do, man.
But I mean, the whole thing for me is that I can't get past an old man pounding a stick into the sea and parting an ocean, and polar bears came from fucking Antarctica through the desert and got on a ship. But it took them 1,500 years after that to find that the Earth didn't end at the fucking horizon. Like, for me, it's a lot of stories. And when you talk to some very educated religious people, I always tell them, I'm open to your religion. I'm open, but it's a belief. And you have to remember that. That's your belief. You're entitled to your belief. You're entitled to yours. And I'm entitled to mine. But it's not a fact. The thing that starts causing a problem, like what happened in the Q movement, was if you don't believe my belief, you're wrong and you're bad. And that's the problem. And we were trying to unite everyone, regardless of creed, religion, nationality, race. And unfortunately, when the people who have education and power get deleted and wiped out, which we've all been, the fucking retards take over, and then it just becomes a religious movement, and everyone bows the fuck out of it. And that's basically what happened.
Well, yeah, and again, Mike's right. That's done purposefully. I've toured the country over the last couple of years. When you go to red states...
Not to cut you off. Look at all the people who are left on Twitter. It's all the Jack Posobiec. It's all the people, you know, religious first and then pushing their movement. They leave them intentionally, and they wipe off anyone who isn't hardcore into one religion to divide.
Sorry. Or one side or the other. Unless you're like a super progressive or a super conservative, it's very hard to be right in the middle and call out
anymore.
Both.
You
they
can't
don't
in the middle
like
anything.
That. You have to play to both sides.
Yeah, you start preaching unity and you get...
I preach universe like and I get thrown down like a gutter.
You start teaching the poor communities their Second Amendment right. They do not like that. Like, there's so many little things you could just sprinkle in there, and it fucks with them bad. And unity is a big part of that.
No, 100%, you know? Dude. And that's all done purposefully. Like, people hate when I say that word, by the way. There's a big...
What?
Debate that I'm butchering another. It's purposeful? Is that what it's supposed to be?
Purposefully?
Yeah.
What do you say?
What?
How do you say it again?
Hey, guess what? The English language is always growing, okay?
It's a living...
The new timeline is purposefully.
Yeah, and this timeline purposefully is a word.
Yeah, that's it. It's a
my whole thing is this, is that, you know, they have divided and conquered us. But, you know, when I go into recovery, they always say, like, find the similarities, not the differences. Yep. And when you look at most of these religions, they have so much in common.
Yeah.
And they focus on the negative. And all that, like, so, like, I've toured the country, man. I've done, like, I go to red states. I'm telling you, man, that, like, most people, they're not like, Jesus! Like, they're not like that. I think there was a time, very much in the growing all the way up to the 80s, and then people just realize, like, okay, man, you're preaching hate. You don't like, you know, gay people. You're anti-interracial dating. You're all like, that's hate. That's not God, and they abandon it. Like, they're just like most of these people on the road. I say it all the time, but when you go to red states, they're really about, don't take my guns. Don't tax me. Leave your bullshit out of my school with, you know, I don't want drag queens reading to my kids. And if you're going to fuck my wife in front of me, make eye contact with me.
Which is fair.
Swing. Red states just swing. They're all swingers. So my point is, it's like everybody learns, everybody grows, and like they adapt. They realize there's a common sense kind of part to their religion. There's always going to be crazy. You already see with the abortion stuff. You have all these like crazy white right wingers going, right wingers. Okay,
be very careful there.
going. Ah, this is the end of hookup culture, and like that's what got the right in trouble the last time, which was pushing this idealism bullshit. Right? Oh, they're going to be end of hookup culture. Why they're all like hooking up? Or oh, dude, we're going to end the gay agenda. Why they're all blowing truckers on the weekends? Yeah. Right? Yeah. So we have to keep in mind, like, we got to keep that out. It's like, dude, be spiritual, be religious, keep that to yourself, and let people live their life.
The thing about it, did any of, like, we're all 40 plus. Like, did anyone give
you a are.
Fuck? Yeah. Speak for yourself, man.
Did anyone give a fuck when you were young? When you were 25, did you ever talk to anyone about political preference, religion,
nope.
Fucking nothing?
Nope.
Nothing. Nope. I dated a Muslim girl and just found out literally a month ago. I had no fucking idea. Didn't care. Dated a Jewish girl. Didn't care. Dated a Christian girl. Didn't care.
I mean,
now it's like this fucking whole topic of conversation. That's intentional.
The New York 90s rave scene. I mean,
yeah. Dude, I was pissing off balconies, pissing off at raves with trannies and drag queens right next to me.
Yeah, I mean.
And only three of them tried to fuck me. I was very upset about that. But like no one cared. And now everyone cares.
I don't think a lot of... I think there's, like you know, this trans agenda stuff. It's like everything. It expands to crazy town, and then it's going to go back to common sense, which is live your life, be yourself, don't push your shit on other people.
And don't put your finger in my butt.
No. I think you like that stuff. That's okay.
Not on stage.
That's all right. Any well, eye contact. There we go. Yeah. That's a nice beard you got right there. That's like intelligence undercover beard right there. That guy. That's like January 6th. We're going to storm the Capitol. No, I'm only kidding, bro.
You got to get to the good looking guy's question.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Lost boy. Let's go.
It's your turn.
You got a question? No question? Do you got one? Okay, cool.
Oh.
Okay. Either got shy. You're too good looking to be that shy, brother. Right? Okay, your guy's right here. He's very uncomfortable. Stop that. He doesn't want you to be fucking New Jersey Draculas, okay? Anybody else got any questions? We could answer them. Oh, yes, the friend of the... You guys look like all my drug dealers. Meth dealer, weed dealer.
For sure.
Question, comment, or for your consideration.
Ooh, I like that.
A theory I've come across is insofar as the reincarnation cycle. They end of life, we transfer.
Reincarnation, yeah.
Right, so the idea that this thing is actually in an artifice bubble around, say, planet Earth, whatever that might mean, but that there is a prevention from what our natural spirit, soul, will, self is meant to do and go beyond this reincarnation cycle, right?
Like
yes.
Like a governor on a car?
It's an aspect right. of the construct yeah. of the matrix, right? So
yes. So yes.
And then that's a part of the trick. Yep. Allegedly, you know, this lady is referring to this Florida room, talking about you wait, and then you'll know, your intuitive heart will know when a being that you know and love personally comes and will guide you away, and you can surpass that cycle.
Yes.
So it's not to say the reincarnation cycle is negative in any aspect, but that it is a part of the construct, and that there's a region beyond.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we are our avatars and our higher selves at home smoking weed, playing a video game. Be like, dude, I hate this part where you just go to the comedy club. Why do I got to play this fucking level again?
Fast forward to Tommy Drew jerking
when can
off
I go
again?
Rob hookers? Speaking of Hunter Biden, no, but here's the whole thing with him. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. I kind of wish I had partied with him back in the day.
I said on the pod, Romanelli, we just, so yeah, like we were Mike comments. Was just on. You guys hear Mike on the recent No Mercy? Did he not crush it? It was awesome. So the rest of you didn't listen to it, go fuck yourself.
Hunter Biden hanging out with Hunter Biden.
I said he, like, if you stop and think, okay, and I know we shit on him all day to. Because he's Biden's son. But he seems way fucking cooler than anyone else.
Well, minus seen, the kids.
What's the guy doing? He's smoking crack. He's using daddy's credit card to buy hookers.
He seems like a cool guy.
Seems like Tripoli in 99.
Minus getting his dead brother's daughter to give him foot jobs. Yeah. Minus that part. Yeah.
Hunter Biden's going to help us, so you should root for Hunter Biden.
Hunter Biden. Hanging out with Hunter Biden's got to be like being like a hot chick. It's like all your drugs are for free, right? You never... have to pay for any
drugs.
That's
what it's like hanging out with me, too.
You're like, more coke? Okay. You know I'm not fucking you, right? You know that. I just like, he breaks the code for me. It's like, who films their drug abuse?
Yeah, I mean, that's awesome.
Like, dude, you're about to smoke crack. You're like, turn the fucking camera on.
People on crack with a cell phone.
Or he takes his parents' money for rehab just to go on benders. That's crazy.
Isn't that scary, though, that they got his whole cloud? Like, think what's in your fucking cloud right
Everybody
now.
Everybody should think
about
that.
Think
cloud.
What's in your cloud right now.
I don't want to.
Yeah.
But here's the whole thing about that. So everybody is buying this line that it was some guy on 4chan. He's like, this guy just cracked the code and he got all of my stuff. That's crazy. And like, no one's like, remembers that John Brennan said the CIA had a hacking device that was so powerful that could literally hack anything, and they would release stories as blah, blah, blah got hacked,
yeah.
And then it would come out. What is stopping them from doing this to Hunter Biden? Because it causes chaos and rift and fights between people more. Oh, Biden's a treasonous fuck. Biden's a, no, he's not. He's trying his hardest. Like,
The CIA, why wouldn't the CIA hack his iCloud and put out all this crazy
shit? None of this
shit
is released.
I think we're going to get to a point where every single person's iClouds, everything's are going to be seen by everyone. It's going to be a thing where you just type in Sam Shipley, yeah. You look at for everybody.
So, guys, only send the good dick pics, and not the Brett Favre ones.
Well, it's
ever see Brett
funny,
Favre's
like,
dick pic? Brett Favre's dick
no,
pic?
I missed that one.
Bro, it's bad. It's a little penis with a big bush. Yeah.
Damn.
He's like, why would you send that to a girl? I'm like taking angles and changing the lighting.
Yeah. I shoot my dick on a green screen.
Just put it on Mars.
Yeah. I'll send it around. Yeah, it's very weird, dude. I was working out the other day, and I have a very attractive female trainer. And she's make me do this shit where I lay down, and I just, like, Jane Fonda my hips up. And I was like, is she trying to see if I got a big dick right now? Because when I work out, I turtle up because I go to fucking war, dog, okay? I'm not trying to rock hog at this moment. Like, it was very upsetting.
Can we see you do it?
And then, like, I tried to adjust it to, like, poke it. Like, hey, man, we might need to be action time right now. Present yourself.
Standard attention.
But then if she saw me do that, then she'd be like, are you like, dude, it's so
then
crazy.
Then you get kicked out of the gym and then you're in the papers. Yeah.
It is so crazy how much I don't want to get me too'd. Like,
I can't
you just
wait.
Like when you see a hot chick, you try to go so fucking like, like non-sexual to the point where like, and when she walks by, I kind of get scared, you know? So she's like walking around like she's like the big fucking bully on the block. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm not looking at that. It's like I'm like, why am I afraid of this smoke show right now? It's so weird. Yeah, Hunter's an interesting thing. And like the biggest thing is like, as a guy who smoked crack one time, right? By the way, when you smoke crack, all you think is, holy fuck, I'm smoking crack. That's all you think. That's all you think the whole time you smoke crack. You're like, oh my God, I'm smoking crack. What have I done with my life, right? And obviously, it's sad when somebody can't get off drugs. But the problem is his father destroyed the black community with the drug fucking war purposefully, okay?
Yeah.
And people went to jail for rock, just like a rock of that. 5 years, everything you own taken away, and then
the
they
most
was
fucked up law.
It was completely fucked up, and it was very much done on purpose to destroy the black family unit. And I get really mad at some people on when we don't want to acknowledge that.
Yeah.
Like as much as this BLM shit could go fucking too far and too nuts. Right? And it's just like accusing everybody and making every white person have to pay for shit they never did that happened 200 years ago. You know, as crazy as bizarro as that gets.
What's crazy is you're part Sicilian, right?
I am part
Sicilian. So as Sicilians, we were raped, correct?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Do you want to tell what happened to
well,
us?
Well, you know, here's the thing. So basically the Moors came up and fucking destroyed
right, the
southern
Moors
Italians.
Raped us.
Yes, and made and, Sicilians.
Right, that's why we have big dicks. And
yes.
Some
of us.
But we're not allowed, like we're still grouped into the white category.
Yeah.
When we were raped by the people who got enslaved before they got enslaved.
Well, that's a whole
interesting
story, too.
So doesn't that give us, like, double reparations?
I mean, just the last 10 years, I've started feeling
double
white.
Reparations.
Yeah. I mean, we should get, like, at least double what anyone else gets.
That's so... Well, you know what's super interesting is, like, how... My favorite subject is how history is a lie.
It's all a lie.
And then I'm starting... I really want to get a guest on to talk about how the Moors were here before white colonization, right? And there were actually black tribes in America, and there's actually the indigenous actually took black tribes as slaves way back in the day. So the whole timeline is fucked up. It's all a lie.
It's
everything
a lie.
That they told us is a giant fucking lie.
Have you seen have you guys ever done this? It was Romano, was I talking to you about it? The Google, if you go as far back as you can on Google.
Yeah.
Like, there's only, like, 400 pages.
Yeah, it's called
like, if you go write, like, the most popular word, you can try it on your phone right now. Go write, like, the most popular word on Google, God, or whatever it is. And you can go all the way. Just keep hitting, you know how that's G-O-O-O-O-G-O?
Yeah,
yeah. Keep hitting the E so you can go to the last page. You'll get to page, I think it's 25 or 30, and that's it. That's all that's on the internet. It'll say 47 billion articles have gotten it, but they're only showing, like, 500.
It's a lie.
And then it says to show the hidden stuff, click this, and it only opens up about another 20 pages. So you have literally on God, there's 800 articles on Google.
Yep.
In history.
Yep.
The rest of the
internet's totally different.
It's
than it
all
was.
Fucking bullshit. It used to be like open source. Everything was on the internet. Yeah. It's all gone.
What's they that called? The Potomkin Village? That the Google is a giant lie that was presented as this powerful thing. In reality, it's not
it's
at
nothing.
All.
It's a facade.
Yeah, it's all 1984. Try Googling certain articles. They're gone. Yeah. They've wiped them off. Even on the Wayback Machine, you can't find those articles. Yeah. That's just, dude, this is what they've done through history. This is Marxism. This is going through and wiping out all of our history right now. And you know, they did that with the Georgia Guidestones, and I don't agree with that. I just talked about that with Isaac Weishaupt. I don't think knocking those down was a good idea. I don't think it's good for anybody. That's part of our history.
Yep. Romanelli, go. You were going to jump in.
No, I just think it's going to be done for, like, you know, it's going to come out that's going to be like a domestic terrorist.
Yeah. The if you go to any of you guys on Truth Social?
Yeah.
That's garbage. I'm like the heel on Truth Social. But if you go to Truth Social, I like going there just to see what the morons think. And it's funny because it's literally just a 4chan board. That's all it is. It's just all the Q people just went over there and are saying the same shit from 2020. But when the Guidestones fell, everyone on Truth Social, God wins, God wins, we won, we won. I think, and I think we talked about this, that if anyone knocked the Guidestones down at the time they knocked them down, right after CERN did the fucking LHC collider thing, it was actually the people who believe in the Guidestones to get the messages in the Guidestones circulating back in public. I think that was them doing that to put it back in circulation. What do you think?
I mean, dude, I wouldn't doubt if it was an inside job for sure. Everything January 6th is all about domestic terrorism.
Yeah.
All these shootings are about domestic terrorism. How about that fucking cart of that U-Haul they stopped with 20 guys going to a gay pride? And by the way, they were really proud of how gay they were. Do you see how gay those guys were? They were like, it's, everything is a psyop to drum up that domestic terrorism is a really big issue because they want to start stripping us of everything. And I just don't think it's working. I just don't. I mean,
what do you think happens to us? What's the end game for? Not just me. You guys, see, here's the funny thing. You guys are probably sitting there thinking, what happens to Sam and Tom?
No.
You're on the same fucking list.
The canary,
you're going on the same list.
The canary
what happens
in the tunnel is Alex Stein.
Yep. Right.
Alex Stein is the canary in the fucking coal mine, right?
Yeah.
If something happens to that motherfucker, we should all be real nervous, okay?
Yep,
guy's poking the bear, dude. That guy is poking the fucking bear. Any more questions? Yes, sir. Dude, every show I do, intelligence
shows
up.
My merch guy.
Intelligence always shows up to my show every time, and I pick them out, and they come up. They're like, "Dude, yeah, I am." Literally, they're like, "Yeah, I'm intelligence."
I have in 2020.
It's so weird.
Yeah. Well, so literally, and Constantino and Bill in the back, and Bill Rupp's here, by the way, if you guys know Bill Rupp. Let's go! Bill, you have fucking fans? Oh my God. Bill Rupp has fans. This is bad. We gotta end this shit. But back in 2020, you could ask any of the guys. Constantino may have started multiple businesses. A week before any business I start goes live, I get deleted. That happens every time a week before. Just happened again. We were about to launch the T-shirt line. And I got a letter from my bank in 2020 after getting multiple text messages and phone calls saying, we're watching you, this, that, and the other thing, saying I was legally dead. Yeah, and I posted that on Instagram. I have it in my phone. My mom calls me, and she's thinking it's funny because she doesn't know I'm fucking fighting the cabal and Chrissy Teigen on the internet. She's like, Chase Bank thinks you're dead. And it literally would. I was getting a suicide request from Twitter. Twitter was saying they were worried about me because they're getting people saying I'm about to commit suicide. Like, yeah, this shit's real. Like, we just got the merch guy. Just got a call from the fucking news channel saying we're a hate. Like, this is not a game. This is not a game. They do not like people like us and people like you who speak out. And once you start to get a following, that's where everyone's like, write another thread. It's like, I'll be gone that day. Like, you, it's a very
He needs to do the Elon line. Musk thread, though.
There we go. Wow, look at this. Love you guys.
All right, we got 10 minutes left. Any more questions? Anything? Yes, you, sir. That's a great question. That's a great question. I mean, there's a lot of stuff coming out. By
like, they had the atomic bomb thing, and then there's the, in Canada, I think they had just had an EMP.
Yeah, the
outage.
Cyber.
I mean, dude, a lot of this, dude, there's a whole discussion that Putin invade Ukraine to cover up everything that was going on with the COVID vaccine, that all this stuff was coming out and like the narrative was dying. So Putin went in to the Ukraine to cause chaos so people wouldn't talk about what was going on with COVID. And like, we were just having a conversation today, me and Dino, like nobody's talking about everything they made us do that was done on purpose to not fix anything, to actually make it worse. What they've told us about masks. I mean, you have Europe about to burn itself down, and I live in California where they're begging daddy to make them wear masks again indoors. So,
New York, same thing.
Yeah, well, it's New York, Philadelphia, LA, San Francisco, Chicago. Think about maybe, no, I think Jersey's good though, but think about those cities and the culture.
We're like 6 weeks behind New York.
Think about the culture and the history of those towns. Grit. Strong guys, gangsters, not taking shit, counterculture, all that shit, because they were badass motherfuckers. And what happened was they made things so good that their grandchildren came into a world where everything was set up. And they were, now it's weak men making hard times in all these cities known for gangsters and badass shit and badass motherfuckers, because that's where we're at right now.
If they ever lock us down again, we'll be in here doing comedy. Through the whole pandemic, we were up here doing comedy, and it didn't matter. It didn't matter what side you sat on either. We had a lot of lefties up here coming up and doing their shit. So, we're not gonna stop with that. You know, you can try to lock us down, but
it's not as loud.
You know, we never stop.
It's just like it's all conformity right now, and it's like it's a class war between the elites and the rest of us.
Yep.
The middle and the lower class, and they got us fighting over everything. But I think people are waking up to this. I think people realize BLM was a Marxist group. I think people are realizing feminism was not meant to empower women, but to actually cause wars between men and women. And equality is a very important thing. And I think, you know, again, everything goes into crazy town that starts to settle back. And I'm starting to think you see that right now with everything. And people are waking up more and more. They're planning to flood the country with illegal immigrants. Well, they fucked up because all these lands are coming from socialist and communist countries. And they're like, close the door behind me. Scumbags are coming, right? So we're waking up. I think people are coming together, loving each other. I think people realize that they've taken our greatest asset in America, which is our diversity, and weaponized it against us. Instead of celebrating how great it is, look at this crowd. Look at the diversity in this crowd, right?
For sure.
I mean, it's so amazing, dude, right? We got whites, we got Indians, we got Pakistanis, we got gays, we got everybody.
Why did you point at me when you said gay? Anyone else fucking gay?
Everybody's here. So everybody's here, bro. And we all get along. And we all love each other, and we want everybody to flourish, and we want everyone to live their best life. Everybody wants people to be able to take care of their family and live happy.
That's it.
And they don't want that. And that, people are waking up to it. Now, my whole thing is, like, I don't know how they spread the propaganda anymore. Okay, I just don't know.
Social media.
Nobody watches the news, and I think
80% of people are NPCs. I think literally there's a lot of non-playable characters running around this planet right now. And they're just they're just bots. They're human bots.
Yeah. Tommy, like, is this something that, like, you've been aware of, or is it like the last couple of years?
No, it's, I mean, probably before, definitely before No Mercy, but not as much. Like, most of the, like, when me and Bobby used to talk, like, 10 years ago, 15 years ago about this shit, it wasn't as much timeline conversation and stuff like that. Like, we kind of agreed that space is fake and gay.
But yeah, dude.
But we didn't get into, this has been more probably to last, like, you evolve, right? Like, how you ascend as a person, you kind of ascend in the depths, and that's why I don't think people should just jump right to fucking lizard people and aliens. Like, you start with 9/11. You go with the moon
start
landing.
With JFK.
You
start with,
you know, that's your Tower
JFK
7. That's your this tall to ride. And then you work your way up from there. So if you guys are red-pilling your friends, be strategic about it. I mean, I've been fucking red-pilling Bill for like 5 years.
He's finally, coming around.
Finally making a
He's
dent.
Coming around.
But don't start with fucking... Don't start with fucking lizard people and all that. Like, start with shit that has factual stuff. The moon landing, 9/11, things like that, and work from there. But.
And if you get trapped, it's very easy to sit there and go, these people do this and those people do that, and you're judging entire groups of people. Everything's done by individuals, right? Every group has bad apples. Absolutely. Most groups are good people. And they're just the crazies of every group cause all the chaos. Yeah.
Well, they're
That's
loudest.
It.
Most people are good people.
Most people are good people. Yeah. Most people just want to raise their family, have a good time, and sit there and think any group moves in one like the Borg is just completely ridiculous and stupid. And it's done purposefully to get us to fight with each other.
Yeah.
Love everybody. Yeah. That's how it is. Jews, Muslims,
start
Hindus,
a garden.
You know, Christians, everybody. That's what it's all about. Don't think this group's running everything. The people running the world, you don't really know their names. It's that
deep.
Could
be your neighbor.
Oli Demigard came on, told us about some family from Switzerland I've never heard of.
Yeah,
that
stop doing that, Sam.
Is the second largest owner of NASDAQ. You don't even know their fucking names,
stop.
Man.
Stop doing that.
What?
Because that's when you get censored.
Oh, yeah. That's the one.
Now you got Sam on an hour trip here.
BlackRock is the center of all the problems.
Yes.
Yeah. ESG and all that stuff, which I love that they called it ESG, because now we can talk about cultural Marxism without being called anti-Semitic. And the truth is that that's what they're doing. And you can watch, they're trying to do the Bolshevik Revolution in America right now. But I think we have a game plan. I think we see their playbook. We know what they're doing. And people are waking up to it every day, and they're pushing back. All right. Any more questions, anybody?
I got a question for you guys before you go. Monkeypox, is there going to be lockdowns or no? No? All right. Monkeypox, hold on. Raise your hand if you think monkeypox is more like murder hornets than something real. Like something stupid that's
not. What is it? Mourner? Right. Mourner?
Yeah, you think it's dumb. Like, and raise your hand if you think monkeypox is the next COVID. I'm alone? Oh, I'm standing on this hill. Monkeypox is, I'm on it. I'm on it. Yep, watch.
They just run the same playbook over and over again. This is the exact same playbook they did with AIDS. And coronavirus is the exact same playbook that they did with AIDS. Right?
Coming. It's coming.
There you go.
It's coming.
There you go.
Literally, that's how you get it, at a grave. And butt sex.
Guys, I want to thank everybody. Thank you so much. Everybody
supports
the dojo.
Did you guys have a good time?
Thank you.
I just want to end on this real quick. You guys here, you guys get it. You're very powerful. You guys control your life. You are the first responder to your own problems. And that's why you guys are going to ascend. You guys are changing your life. You can't change the world. You could change you, and by changing yourself, you change those around you. That should be your goal. Make a gratitude list, do your goals, and change your life. That's how it goes. Change your fucking life. Okay, go on.
Well, that's it. I just want to thank everybody.
Give it up for Tommy G! Do you have anything you want to close?
Yeah. What?
You want to say any final thoughts?
I mean, I'm good.
All right.
Yeah.
Give it up for Mike Romanelli. And let's give it up for all the staff here. Thank you guys very much.
Sam Tripoli.
Hey, we're selling t-shirts downstairs.
T-shirt
we'll
time.
See everybody downstairs. Bye, everybody.
We go deep, homeboy. Eric, open your mic. Drink.
from the fountain of knowledge. There's lizard people everywhere. That's some interdimensional shit. Wake up, Aaron.
This is only the beginning.
There's, you just blew my mind.
Tinfoil hat.